Good morning, dearest of friends. What a lovely morning it is. Lots of bird song in the trees. Also, lots of mosquitoes in the air, so that's not so nice. It's like it's another beautiful, bright blue day. Can't see any clouds. The sun is just peering over the mountain ranges to our left, and it's shining beautiful orange morning light through the trees. Not much of it's getting through to us, which is probably explaining why all the mosquitoes are around, but it's really lovely to see. Had a solid night's sleep last night. Well, actually, was it? Slept well. Every time I slept deep. Molly was out for the count. Did you sleep all right, Mol? Yeah? Not too shabby. Wiggle of the head. It was hectic last night. It was busy. Not with people, but animals. For the first, like, hour or two, I was just wide awake because I was like, nope, something's coming, something's like a bear's gonna just turn up out of nowhere. And certainly there was a lot of breaking twigs around us, there was a humdrum of mosquitoes just outside of our tent. But every time I shined my torch out just to see what was going on, there was pretty much always a deer about, I don't know, 10 feet away from the tent, either behind us or next to us. Pretty large ones as well. Surprisingly naughty deer they were. No, surprisingly noisy is what I was trying to say. Oops. Yeah, they would like... I thought deer were meant to be all like stealthy. I mean, they're prey for predators. I thought they would be like really quiet at the night. They were walking around and then there's just like a... as they snapped through all the branches on the floor. Can't blame them though. Guess it is littered. But yeah, that's actually really nice to see. And sometimes in the moonlight you could see them behind the tent. And there was always just an individual, but I'm sure it was more than just one individual. I think it was multiple. But, yeah, and then there was, like, a really loud crashing through the branches at one point. And, yeah, that one seemed, I don't know, that one seemed different to the rest of the noises. And I didn't get a chance to see what it was. I did shine my light, but it wasn't penetrating far enough into the woods. And it, to be honest, I think I heard a huff and a puff of breath, but I might not have. So if anything, my brain was convinced that was a bear, but more I think about it, it might have just been a stumbling deer or something like that. But it was really nice. Obviously, it's always lovely to see deer wherever you are and to see them in the middle of the night doing their thing. You could hear them munching away. I don't know, I'm sort of walking around trying to figure out what they were chewing, but I really have no idea. But then again, I'm not a deer expert. But yeah, you could hear them chewing on stuff as they were walking past and walking through, and it was actually quite comforting. It is about 6:30. We've got our stuff pretty much ready now. We're gonna head on up. We are near the top of a climb which came out from, what was the name of that trailhead called? It was, I can't even remember, but Bucks Lake Road, I think. So you come out of Bucks Lake Road, you go up this big hill, we're about 3/4 of the way up. We've got a little bit more of a climb to go. It looks like we're about to pass through a little patch of meadow and then back into the woodlands. That's all fine. I'm up for it. And then today we go along that kind of ridge line for a bit, up and down, up and down. And then we have a dramatic decline. Like, it's a really steep drop down today. I don't know, skeptical about it. Because obviously at first you look at a downhill and you think, yay, sick, can like just fly down it, it's all good. But actually sometimes when it's a particularly big one or particularly steep, that's the knee killer, friends. So might be a bit painful, might be a bit slow. But today we should be reaching the town named Belden. That's in about 15 miles or so, and then starting the climb out of Belden, which is a particularly long, like 12 mile long, and 5,000 foot high or elevation gain climb out of Belden, but we'll probably camp halfway up there. So that's what's in store for today. I'm sure it's just going to be more forest and woodland, because every viewpoint we get is just like forest as far as the eye can see, which is crazy. Not used to that. In England, it'll be broken up by towns, broken up by roads, or broken up by, you know, back in the old days when we cut it all down to make, I don't know, ships or things for the king. So yeah, it's just crazy to see like horizon to horizon just towering pine and fir forest. Absolutely crazy. And actually someone, Pat McGatt, the lady who gave us a lift yesterday into Quincy, she confirmed that tree felling and like wood milling is the top one industry for Quincy and this general area, and it's like multi-million, you know, like there's one company that controls all of the tree milling.
That was a tree falling.
That was cool. The tree just fell somewhere in the forest. Yeah, there's one company that controls all of the tree milling. Imagine how rich that guy is, or girl. Anyone, like, the people who own that must be loaded beyond belief. Anyway, we're about to start our life on the trail. Do you want to come join us? Come along, my friends. We'll take you for a woodland walk.
You're cheesy boy.
I'm a cheesy boy. I am. I like cheese. Been walking now for about an hour and nearly a half, and it's going well. We've broken out from the woodland, we've topped the little climb that we started yesterday, and now essentially the trail follows the ridge line for quite a few miles before that crazy descent down to Belden Town, which actually takes us down to 2,000 and something feet above sea level, which is mad. Someone told me that the other day when we dropped down to 3,000, which was around the middle fork of Feather River, that was the first time we'd been that low in elevation since Tehachapi. So 2,000 something, I have no idea. Must be way, way back. Currently walking through a nice little open meadow. It's gorgeous. I'm surrounded by pines and firs. Just to like my right, they are like sloping down the ridge line. To my left, there's like a little island of them in the middle of this meadow, and then it slopes down on the other side. And also to my right, beyond the trees, are stunning views of the sort of ridge line ranges all around us again, just completely covered in forest. But in the middle of them are huge lakes, little openings where there's a couple of little huts and things. There's some smoke rising from someone, I think, having like a little bonfire or something among the woods. It's just, or like on their backyard, and it's just really, really beautiful. Lovely morning light this morning too. Everything's a lovely glaze of shining yellow and gold, and the colors are popping wherever they are. Chipmunks all over the place, still mosquitoes all over the place. I'm trying not to stop too much. Molly took a little breather back there after an hour, and I joined her, but honestly the mosquitoes were just all over me, so I had to just keep on moving on. Oh, it's just such a nice morning, and weirdly a couple of small patches of snow. We got told that there might be some snow around Belden, whether or not that's this side or the other side of the big valley, but yeah, tiny little patches though, like literally two steps across them. But yeah, just an unexpected old pal there turning up. Just diving back into the woods now. So dense, so much darker among these trees. They take up all the light that comes through. Every now and then the rays are able to find a little path through all the tall and broad trunks of these pines. It's nice and cool though. Morning heat's not too bad today at all. In comparison to yesterday, Magic Mike, who gave us the hitch back from Quincy, said that today was going to be just as hot, if not a little bit hotter than yesterday. But so far, so good. Not too bad. We'll see. I reckon it's going to be pretty hot by the time we start the big climb after Belden. I think we're getting close to that long descent taking us down to Belden. Seen a sign saying that Belden is about 8 miles away, and I was a few miles back, maybe a mile back or so, don't know. But I'm in this like hot exposed bit now, and I mean we, Molly's just behind me, but it's super exposed, dusty,
trail with all these deer prints imprinted in it. Lizards darting around us. Beautiful sort of shrubbed slopes to my left, just rolling with a couple of pines or firs growing there, but nothing too much now. It's predominantly dominated by manzanita bush and other shrub varieties that I'm not too sure of. But in the dust in front of us, I'm stepping over hundreds of dead caterpillar. They're like black, spiky almost. And in the shade, they're pretty much all alive, like fairly large individuals, like crawling all over the trail. I'm not too sure whether they're feeding on the manzanita or if they've come off from other shrubs or maybe even the pine trees around us or something like that, but there's hundreds of them. And then when you get into an open stretch like this and you're looking down, it's almost like the fallen pines from a pine tree, you know, like this, just they just litter the ground, their little bodies just all over the place, having shriveled up in the sun or being trodden on, or I think it's pretty much the sun, because all the ones that are alive in the sun, they're just writhing around. Obviously, not a good location for them. But it's something I've noticed, is that it's all the tiny ones. So most of the bodies are these tiny individuals, whereas the ones that are still thriving along are the larger ones. And then in the shade, it's just packed full of large species. Bad time to be born. It's a hot, hot day. Provides plenty of food for the lizards around here though. Seen some really fat ones around, really beautiful ones. They just like run out into the open, stand on a rock for a little bit, get that heat going, and then dash off. We're definitely starting to encroach on rattlesnake territory. In fact, we might have even seen a snake yesterday. It was like this weird, it was kind of like a pale orange maybe. Looked more like a slow worm. Didn't really have any scale definition. Barely had head definition, to be honest, but there was certainly a dip behind the head, which made Molly think that it was a snake as opposed to any other weird legless reptile. But it was pretty small. It was only about 6 inches long or so. And perhaps it was a baby, a young snake of some species. I'm not too sure. But yeah, it's interesting. I'm actually looking forward to coming across a rattlesnake again. They were quite good fun. And they were nice and like very pretty animals to look at. Obviously a little bit scary when they rattle at you, but you kind of know where you are with them, you know? You know that they're not really gonna strike unless you really mess up or like irritate them. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see if we come across one of those rattles again. Stunning views down here though. I can see a road right down at the end of the valley. I wonder if this is where we go down. We have a mad climb later. I think I might be looking at it. Damn, it's switchback heaven on the way up on the other slope, and it looks really exposed. This is like Southern California again. Do you reckon that's the climb over there?
No. It looks way more gradual. But it could be.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. No, that's true. It is a gradual one. I know we've got crazy switch. Well, on a larger map, it looked like crazy switchbacks on the way down. But yeah, you're right. That might be a dirt road. I was gonna say that looks super exposed. I was like, it doesn't look like we're camping on there. But hopefully that's not where we are. But you can see a road down at the bottom. The road like meanders around the same edges of a river down there, and it's pretty far down. I feel like soon we're literally gonna just drop off the edge of the ridgeline and head straight down via what I'm only assuming are going to be short and steep switchbacks. We were saying earlier, thankful that we're going southbound. Nope, thankful we're going northbound, because southbound, having to climb up the hill that we're about to go down, would be grim, I think. Don't know, not there yet, but from what we've seen, it's just one steep puppy.
Flip-flops are always off.
Yeah. Your friends would feel bad because you get shaken, just like collapsed.
God, it's intense. Yeah, that's an intense climb up there.
All right, where are you guys from?
The UK.
Yeah, South England.
Nice.
Yeah, just under London.
Is this your first really long trail, or have you done
one? It is. Yeah, we did one in Scotland and one in Ireland, but they were like 100 miles, 200 miles.
Yeah.
And now we're, what, three and a half months into this one.
You must be from near London, I'm guessing, for your accent.
Just outside London. What about you guys? Are you from like this area, or?
Yeah. Just outside of Sacramento.
Northeastern US, Massachusetts.
Okay, cool. Nice.
I moved out here like 7 years ago.
He lives in San Francisco now.
Oh, right, nice. Lovely.
We're heading for...
do you guys live here now, or are you just travelling?
We're
doing the Pacific Crest Trail.
Down by Mexico?
Yeah, so we're starting in Mexico, going to Canada.
So crazy.
No,
so we're just...
I've done sections of it.
Okay.
Only like a 3-day or 4-day trip, because I live right near Lake Tahoe.
Cool.
In fact, in 2 weeks, I'm doing a part of it with my kids.
Oh, it's so nice around Tahoe.
It's nothing like the craziness you guys are doing.
That was so nice. That was one of... one of our favorite areas, because we'd just come out of the Sierra, and then it was like that whole area around Tahoe. It was just like the transition between snowy mountains to actually being able to walk normally on a path. It was so good.
Yeah.
Beautiful view.
Small things to take for granted in the life of like deprivation.
Oh, God, yeah, for sure. 100%.
Are you stopping at the little...
We're excited to get like a Gatorade or something.
Yeah, I have no idea what's down there, though.
There's a whole full bar with like... full menu that's actually really affordable. They can gouge you.
Yep.
There's water, there's a shop with Gatorade, ice, everything you could possibly want.
Restaurant with gigantic portions.
It's sweet.
Yeah.
The portions at the restaurant are huge. You'll probably want to split one unless you are famished.
And then I recommend getting in swimsuit, going down to the lake. We have a DJ spinning.
Oh, for real. Stop it.
So at 2 o'clock, our buddy's spinning. He's really good.
That sounds so good. That would be really fun.
Because we've got to basically go up.
Yeah.
We came down and we have to go up again.
Now we're going up that one or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like a, you'll sit on like a deck right next to the rushing river and they'll
take care of
whatever you need.
And we have a couple kegs there, so if you want beer.
Damn! Stop it.
On the way to the lake, follow the music, you'll find the kegs.
Okay, we're never going to leave.
What were your
names? I'm Molly.
Molly?
Ethan.
Ethan.
Yeah. Nice to meet you guys. Was
Brian, Matt.
Brian and Matt.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Well, we might see you later on then.
Sounds good.
Cheers, guys.
Oh, my feet hurt.
Oh, yeah.
I can still see my feet.
Yeah, for sure. Particularly before that climb as well.
You could probably wait out some of the worst of the peak.
Yeah, true. Yeah, well, I mean, getting down to Bowden is... Oh, are you okay?
Yeah.
Getting down to Bowden is like, what, 15? Mile 15 or something like that?
It
might be, but it depends on how much yesterday cut into it.
Yeah.
So, like, even like 5 miles afterwards isn't, you know, that's not that much. It won't take us to the top or anything, but... we'll have a look for campsites and stuff. I know, it's annoying, isn't it? So Molly and I have, we're at the bottom pretty much almost. Our feet are killing us.
Yeah.
If anyone does any walks or runs up hills, they know that the up is like fatiguing and really tiring and kind of sweaty and everything. But the down, it's just painful. You're using stuff in your legs that you just don't usually use. Your feet are like pinched all the time and tense. My back hurts. And it's been pretty stuffy walking down through the forest as well. We're just going alongside like a river and a train track right now. It's a really slow moving train, literally right next to us. You can hear it there on the tracks.
And the trains in America
are
so long.
I know. And loud, usually when they honk, honk. Buck Summit's 19 miles away. Damn.
And we did 2.5 from Buck Summit.
Yeah, so we must be on like 17 or something then.
Yeah.
It's not too bad. But yeah, it feels good to finally be down. We're gonna see what's around the Belden area. It doesn't actually, I thought it was gonna be like a town, but it just looks more like a block of infrastructure.
around like a highway basically, but from what those guys were saying, it sounds pretty nice. They were on their way up. I didn't quite catch it on the recording, but they were on their way up to somewhere called Whiskey Hill.
We've just come down to the bottom. This train is ridiculous. Why?
Ding 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 ding. Oh, it's a grim noise. Jesus, that is a long train.
And now
I'm gonna stand in the shade.
Scuppered
by a massive train.
Yeah.
Yeah, those chaps are heading to somewhere that doesn't exist.
Yeah, they're
get wrecked. They've been pranked. Hill,
yeah.
Alright, now we've got to wait for this train before we can get any comforts. Bloody hell.
And there's poison oak everywhere as well.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the poison oak. Good times, good times. So from the train to here, 0.4, yeah, a 0.4 road walk. And I don't know how to describe what we just walked into.
Festival?
Yeah, it's like a little festival going on here. Some sort of party thing. There's tents up all over alongside the road.
DJ booth.
Oh yeah. Camp fuck it up. Alright.
Oh.
Hoorah.
Cool.
Do you think that's a national park? A national campsite? Yeah, it's so bloody hot. It's just odd. It's like got a festival vibe, but really kind of just like...
Chilled
and just put up. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
No, they're still sleeping.
Still open in the south.
Which one? What, here? Oh yeah. Let's go. Let's see what's going on. Oh, it's conditioned. Oh my days. The stream. I don't know. General store? This might be the general store. Yeah. Was it decorated for Halloween?
Hello, how
are
you doing?
Is there a festival going on? Okay.
Oh,
are we okay to still be around here?
Yeah, you're always welcome here.
Okay.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, this is funny.
Yeah, it's gonna be cooler inside, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna sit in those chairs.
Oh, I'm gonna get them sweaty. I don't want to sit. I'm gonna take my bag off anyway, and then. Yeah, where do you want to sit? At a table by the window. This one might be quite cool. This one's quite cool. Oh man, that heat just took it all out of me then.
It's hot, 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 hot,
hot. It's hot on Venice. This is so strange. So. Of what?
Like, who's
the
in the back?
Okay.
Can't see anything of the parties or anything. Yeah. It's just a bit depressing.
How sad.
This is a good picture. It's just no one there. This is so sad. So,
we can tell that there's meant to be people there, right?
Yeah. So it turns out this festival thing is called Camp Fuck It Up. There's not too many people around though. It's just,
well,
just got like a strange...
Well, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, I guess so. Apparently it's invite only, though you can have a couple of plus ones. And there you go, there's the banging tunes, bruv. Pump it, pump it, pump it up. That was just so confusing. So odd. Did we go across the bridge?
Mm-hmm.
So we just left the bar restaurant thing, had some nachos, which was pretty much just like a cup, like some chips with like a lot of cheese sauce all over them. And now we're trying to find our way to somewhere which is like nice and shaded so we can eat our ice creams that we got. Oh, there you go, that's a bit more pumping down there.
Oh yeah.
Ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga. Lakeside! Well, actually looks quite nice. Well, as in like to sit in water. Okay, this is... amazing, that's a good picture.
Yeah.
Trash brain, I don't really know what's going on. It was so weird. Just inside the thing, I don't know. There were just people obviously clearly having a great time, but there was this old, it's just the old dude, to be honest, like got me. I was just sat there. Oh, he was super nice. I'm not saying anything about his personality, but when he first walked into the bar, he sat in a chair.
Way to cross Route 70.
Thank you. He was just sat in a chair with his tongue out, staring at the sea. I was just like, hello friend. And there was a lady who couldn't talk. Not like disability wise, but
she'd like lost her voice.
And I was like, okay, cool. And then, so the other thing that happened was...
The waitress was so nice, but I feel, cause, so basically, on Gut Hooks, which we hikers use for everything, it says under Belden. Belden is a small resort with a general store, camping, blah 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 blah.
Yeah. Wait, where do we go?
We go that way.
Okay, hang on, we need to figure out where we're going and then we'll come back with stories.
Right, so the lady. Right, so Belden on Gut Hooks basically says all the description of it, and then at the bottom it says it's not high. There's been rumours, I don't know, something about it not being hiker friendly. Right, so we go in, and then like people saying comments like Belden's creepy, blah 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 blah. So we go in, like, what is this going to be like? And I wouldn't say it's creepy at all, but the lady seemed to be overdoing it with niceness, like in a good way. But I was like, oh, has she read that like PCT hikers think it's not very friendly or something, and she's just trying to be really friendly? I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea where the PCT is. Somewhere. Because there's a construction here, so it's confusing.
50 seconds to get to the other side of the road.
It's over the... I think it might be the whole way, Rig. I don't think... is it here?
Call the dots.
Thank you. Hikers. That's us. So it's very confusing because there's a rave and construction going on at the same time. Good, good, good. It's also so hot, guys. So hot. Hot. It's really hot, Rick. So hot. Right. So hot. I don't think I can manage this. I think this is the hottest I've ever been, and I've just eaten ice cream. Stamp mill is an example of the type of facility used in hard rock gold mining to crush ore. It is one of the few stamp mills left and recalls the Feather River's history as a rich gold mining area. Only 5 of the original 10 stamps have been made part of this historic restoration of the Ebbey Mill. The stamps pulverized ore, which was then amalgamated with mercury in the ball mill, which is located below the stamps. Is this interesting?
I don't know. I feel like they've chosen very kind of boring information to provide.
I'm interested.
Alright,
keep reading. The spongy mixture was heat. Okay, it's probably more exciting because of this music. The spongy mixture was heated in retort to vaporize the mercury, leaving concentrated gold. By the way, there's another 2 paragraphs, but I'll leave you with that. This is mad, guys. What is life right now?
We're like, okay, so here's the situation, right? You come into town and you get, well, not you, sorry, people come into town and get overwhelmed by the weird life of town life, you know, like the weird, it's busy, it's noisy, chaotic, there's people rushing around, whatnot. This, my brain can't even comprehend what the hell's going on. I'm walking up a wooden structure, which is called an Ebbey stamp mill.
Yeah.
I've just stuffed my face with an ice cream sandwich. I'm still hot as anything. We're overlooking some construction, with this rave music going on. There's half naked people walking around, and there's people in hard hats. My brain is confused. I'm way too hot. My bag's heavy, and my nachos sucks.
My chili cheese fries, and they came cold. And I'm pretty sure, so America has this cheese sauce, which is just cheese. It doesn't taste like anything. Cheese. In a can. And pretty sure I just dolloped that on top, like don't bother.
Yesterday you were like, I'm pretty sure I offend American cheese every time I'm on the podcast.
I do.
And you do.
Well, it does.
Another way of doing it.
Well, to be honest, it's more offensive than the restaurant because it was cold. But, I don't know. Anyway, this is like...
This is just so weird.
This is just a very...
Oh, no.
What's happening?
We're just hiding in a mill.
Yo, how are we in a gold, like an ancient gold mine mill?
Ancient, is it?
Well, ancient by American standards.
Oh, and she's at it again with the Americans. Jesus. You're going to start World War III if you're not careful.
But anyway, this is the last piece of shade for a while, and it's...
Let's talk about that. Because that's a little ting, isn't it? That's something we can chat about.
Yeah, there's a hill. So, you know, we came down a hill. We have to go up to the higher elevation.
Yeah, so this is that 5,000 foot elevation hill that I was chatting about, which is... Over how many miles? 12?
Yeah, it's like 12, so it's
over
okay.
Over a 12-mile stretch, so we're probably not... Well, we're not going to do the whole thing today. That's
fair game. Probably not,
probably
you know.
Not. We will camp like halfway up or whatever, and that's all good, that's fine. But it is pretty exposed, and Molly had a look at gut hooks on the comments. And Molly, you're farting on the podcast all over the place, mate.
I don't think that was audible.
Well... Who knows? Molly looked at the comments on Gut Hooks about this hill, And it was not good.
It was like, this is really hot, be careful if you don't like the heat. I'm like, frick.
Brilliant, that's us. It's brutal, exposed, and it's just, we're in the shade right now and it's hot, it's sticky. So, yeah, so we're just gonna wait out a little bit before we even try.
In our stamp mill.
In our stamp mill with the beautiful piece that you can hear around us. Jesus. Trail life is so much nicer.
This is just a funny, is it? To be honest, this is funny.
This is funny. But
I might change, I might take off my snow shields. I don't know what they're called. What are they called?
Snow baskets.
Yeah, snow baskets from my poles.
Do it. Right, we're going to leave you be because we're disorientated and confused. And to be honest, I don't know what's going on. My mind is just gone. Okay, 5:05. We're going to brave it. We're still up in the, I can't even remember what this is called. What's it called?
Ebby's Stamp Mill.
Stamp Mill, that was it. I was going to call it Sappy Ed Mill. Still up in the stamp mill. But we're about to brave out into the heat and take on that hill now. It's going to be brutal. I'm probably going to be far too sweaty to really make sense as I'm going up. So if I do talk to you on the way up, I apologise for what comes out of my mouth. I'm expecting this one to be pretty brutal, but I'm feeling kind of pumped about it. Let's roll. It's been a tough climb so far. It's just so hot in the exposed sun. You know, yesterday on the hill out from Bear Creek on our way to Quincy, I said that was the sweatiest I've ever been. Completely changed that. I'm so unbelievably drenched in sweat. I'm not too bad right now. I found a nice little shaded corner by a stream. Molly and I are chilling out, we're sitting down, taking our time, cooling off. I've got my little like cooling flannel that I dipped into the stream over my head, just offering me nice corners. Molly dipped her headband in there, or a buff. I'm just chilling to the sound of the stream right now. Gradient hasn't been too bad.
No.
It's just hot.
It's
just heat. Just forces out all the sweat. We're gonna go another 3.1 miles. There's a tent site there.
Myrtle Flats, it's called.
What's it called?
Myrtle Flats.
Cool.
And it's got water.
So we're gonna finish off today with another 3 mile push. That'll bring us to, well, that's about like 7 miles up the hill.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we planned,
yeah.
Which is good.
Where did we start today?
We started today at Let me find out. I've got it on my notes. We started today. Fly, can you not?
Was it 70?
Yeah, it was.
1,270.3. Okay. So we've gone exactly 20 miles at this point.
Oh, nice.
Well, we're at 290.7, so a bit.
That's
low.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
20 miles today. That's nice. That's really good. I kind of forgot about our total mileage. I was just thinking about getting up this hill. How many miles we've done up the hill? But yeah, that's awesome. So we'll be finishing today with like 23 miles under there about. Which is nice, that's really cool.
Which is just so nice when we like arrived in Belden at 1 and left at 5 and then we still end up with
a 23 day, yeah. That's pretty intense, that actually. We, we're happy with that. Tomorrow, it will leave us tomorrow with
20 plus.
No, to get to the top of the hill.
Oh, sorry, 10 miles. So it's 10 miles.
It would be about 7 miles.
It's like 9, well, it's 9 miles from here to the top, so minus 3, so like, yeah, 6,
about
7
6 miles.
Miles,
yeah, cool.
Which isn't so, too bad.
Yeah,
better
we'll
than
start
this morning anyway.
Yeah, true. That's true. I can't even remember, like it's all blurring into one now.
Yeah, I know. It's just done so
every
steep hills.
Yeah, past few days, every single morning we just do steep hills. So yeah, we've got another steep hill tomorrow to finish this one off, but you know what,
we'll get up early, we'll hit it in the early morning, like catch the cool air, cool morning, and it'll be fine. I'm really proud of us for doing 23, despite, like you said, doing like a 3-hour section in, I was going to say a town, but it's not really a town, in Belden, mm-hmm. Belden
kind of
festival
annoying,
area.
Like, I didn't want to spend that long there.
No, but I'm glad we did.
No, I'm glad we did because it was hot, but I wish it was a different, like...
I wish it was better.
There's so many places that we rush out of.
I know.
And then that place we like have to spend time in. And it's kind of like...
It was just weird. It was just wild.
Although it's nice kind of like sleeping on that sawmill. But...
Oh God, yeah. The naps were good. Right, what's the time?
No.
I might start heading off. Yeah, 6:45. We got this. Last push, 3 miles up a hill. We got this.
Yeah. And it should get easier, apparently, after Rattlesnake's spring, which is in like 1.5 miles.
Okay. Yay! That sounds nice.
Well, not easier, like shaded.
Okay. So. That's still, that is easier. It's the heat that's horrible.
I kind of like how this hill's spread out there because it is like in steps, like, it's not. Whereas going up that other hill would be killer because it's the same for ages.
I can't imagine going southbound and having to tackle that hill.
That'd be awful.
I would do that at night if that was something.
Oh. Obviously, you could just head down. Didn't matter. You weren't missing anything anyway.
Yeah. I can also imagine doing it in the heat. It'd be horrible.
Yeah. Although it is shaded.
Ah, you bastard.
Yeah, they are just biting flies.
Bit my thumb, what a weird place to bite. Right, I'm gonna get going. Okay. This is muddy. Made it. Oh, I can't remember the name of this bit. Something flat, and it's got a sign that says Erdle Flat. RTLE flat. I think it's broken. Oh, it's a nice spot though. Plenty of room. You can hear a stream nearby, I think, which is good. Just down there, I think. It's got a little homemade bench, several of them actually, around a pretty large fireplace. That's cool. Will I do a fire tonight? I guess. Maybe. Keep the mosquitoes at bay. I think pretty tired. We might just want to hit the hay. But this is sweet. Oh man, that last bit was a trudge. So it was 3 miles from that spring mully and I were taking a break at, and since then the trail wound its way to Rattlesnake Spring, which was a lovely little spring, and then from there it was basically all through woodland, so it was a lot cooler, and anyway the sun went down behind the mountains, so it's just cooler in the air anyway. The shade does mean there's more mosquitoes about, but when you're walking along you don't feel them, so it was quite nice. And actually it went downhill for quite some way before it started climbing up again, and yeah, I essentially just ran the last mile just there because a lot of it was pretty steep uphill, and I just figured get up it quick. So, oh, I'm feeling pretty tired. It gives me time to set up tent before Molly arrives, which would be quite nice for her, I think. Several spots here. Oh, I'm scared. What a freaking day. Pardon my Angleterre. But yeah, what a day that's been. It's been an adventure, that's for sure, an up and down adventure with climb this morning, I think. Wait, let me remember. Yeah, a little climb this morning, followed by ridgeline walks open with like desert-esque environment conditions, very hot, very exposed. Manzanita shrublands once more bringing back memories of Southern California, though I have to say eventually in the afternoon the heat picked up far hotter than yesterday, and I have to say I think hotter than Southern California. I'm sure there have been days where it's matched, but this is this has been a really hot day. Molly's actually turned up, she must have spanned it as well. Beast. Yeah, and then followed by crazy descent, like a leg breaker, knee breaker, down to Belden, which was just a crazy experience. Weird spot, lovely, but like, weird, I suppose, because of the festival going on. And then a siesta in the shade of a gold mining structure, and then halfway up, a big climb. Oh, sweaty day. Up and down day, a leg tester for sure today. But here we are, 23 miles down, and we're gonna settle down, get out of these mosquitoes, and eat some dinner and go to sleep. I think I'm gonna leave you guys there because it's been a pretty
big day,
solid day anyway. Yeah, so thank you so much for joining us on this journey around Belden and up and down the hills, and we'll catch you tomorrow for probably, well, another big climb for sure in the morning, and probably another up and down day. All right, much love. Bye.